Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
United Nations Security Council is due to vote Friday on a Russian-drafted call for aid access and civilian protection in Ukraine. But diplomats say the measure is set to fail because it does not push for an end to the fighting or withdrawal of Russian troops. Britain's United Nations Ambassador Barbara Woodward described Russia as playing a game with the world body. It should be noted Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council and can veto any resolution condemning the nation of invading their neighbor. President Putin, sounding more like Stalin, said they will cleanse Russian society of those that oppose the war in Ukraine.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors and simply spit them out like a fly that accidentally flew into the mouth. Spit them out. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
Everyone's a little more Irish today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FEMA has released numbers on its funeral assistance program during the COVID-19 pandemic.
FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wednesday, they were only thinking of it. Today, they are acting on it. The Kremlin announced Russia is seizing hundreds of commercial jets owned by U.S. and European leasing companies. President Vladimir Putin signed a law as part of the government's anti-sanction measures that will allow Russian airlines to register planes leased from foreign companies in Russia. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The U.S. Justice Department said on Wednesday it had settled the 40 civil cases arising out of the February 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida for $127.5 million. The accused gunman, former Parkland student Nicholas Cruz, pleaded guilty in a Florida courtroom in October to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. The peaceful truckers protest is still going on and roads are being shut down in D.C. to keep trucks off certain roads. Metro Police confirmed Wednesday they closed all the exits and off-ramps on I-395 as a precaution to get the trucks back out of the district in a timely manner. The overtime rules in the National Football League has been a sore subject for many years. Now a few teams are proposing to do something about it.
Three NFL teams are submitting proposals to the league to change overtime rules. The Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles want each team to get one possession in overtime. The Tennessee Titans propose each team get one possession unless the team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion first. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Large plumes of thick smoke rose into the air in Plainfield, Indiana on Wednesday after a 1.2 million square foot Walmart distribution center caught fire. The structure fire began around 1 p.m. local time Wednesday. The building was fully engulfed in flames by the time fire authorities arrived. The smoke was visible to satellites in space overhead. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Also great to have from Stream.org, the one and only Dr. John Zemeric. Hey, John, how are we doing?
I mean, considering the situation in the world, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we continue to see the bombing. What are we, 22nd, 23rd day into this attack here? And the world is doing what it can. But, John, I'll tell you, I am really bothered in thinking, you know, that if there was ever a time for courage, it is now. I mean, you've got Vladimir Putin targeting innocents. And he is all but going full-blown scorched earth here on Ukraine. And, you know, you've got the president signing signing an authorization for $800 million. But I'm going, what happened to the, 14.1 billion that Congress had approved? Am I missing something here?
Well, Bill, I have to say I disagree with you. I do not think the U.S. should be involved in any way in confronting Russia. We should be involved in diplomacy. We should have been trying to prevent this. We helped instead to provoke this war by encouraging Ukraine to think that it could become part of NATO. And so what the U.S. should be doing right now is letting the Ukrainian leadership know, hell no, you will never be part of NATO, not in your wildest fantasies. Cut a deal with the Russians. Give them the provinces they're asking for and admit you're never going to be part of NATO and the war is over. Instead, I see neocons of the kind who started our futile Iraq war and Afghanistan war. I see those people using Ukrainians as pawns because they enjoy the fantasy that they're fighting against a tyranny. And so Vladimir Putin to them is Hitler the way George Bush was Hitler and Donald Trump is Hitler and John Paul II was Hitler. And they want to be part of the resistance against the Nazis. So anybody who they disapprove of, they assimilate to Hitler.
Well, I want to address this issue. You know, yeah, what we're looking at right now is the result of ignoring all the things, all the early signs of what was going on. And it goes back to that old Pennzoil commercial. I've been telling our audience that, look, you can pay me now or pay me later. If you wait till later, it gets much more complicated, and there's many more casualties involved because you ignored the obvious signs going into this early part of it. You know, right now, you can say, okay, well, you know, Ukraine, you know, applying for to be a member of NATO was going to be problematic. I mean, like, how long did we need to discern that that was going to be a problem? But here we are, and supposedly that is what Zelensky, in fact, he even said it yesterday, that he's not interested. You know, right now he's not interested in becoming a member of NATO. I think NATO wants him more to be a member than he does right now, because he understands, to your point, that this is a negotiating element. And but yet the negotiations are still stalled out, because it seems that Putin is bound and determined to take over and just annihilate Ukraine. And then it leaves people with the feeling like, okay, after Ukraine, then what next? And then you hear him talking today, John, I don't know if you heard this, he's talking about you know, clearing out these Russians in terms of that are very Hitler-esque, that he needs to clean up society of these people that he perceives to be unpatriotic to the Russian cause.
I haven't heard that yet, but I'll say is, if the U.S. could very well have prevented this war by not overthrowing the democratically elected government of Ukraine in 2014.
Yeah.
They elected a pro-Russian president. Our CIA overthrew it and put in the current regime. Not the current president, but the current regime. It is perceived in Russia as an American colony. And I do not approve of what Putin's forces are doing, but I have to say our invasion of Iraq killed a lot more civilians than the Russians are killing in Ukraine right now. So I think it's hypocritical for people who defend what George W. Bush did for a faraway country, to a faraway country that had never attacked us, that wasn't nearby, you know, our next door neighbor. Now they're making Putin. This is the same propaganda machine in the media that told us Jesse Smollett was the victim of a lynch mob and that Brett Kavanaugh had led a rape gang in high school. So I do not believe the media reports that are coming to us. I think we should view them with great skepticism. Assume they're propaganda.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I believe the people are wising up to this. I mean, I see a rebirth of critical thinking taking place, and look what's happening with the mainstream media. They're losing audience left and right, and deservedly so, because they have violated the trust ethos that the media is supposed to have with the American people. And again, I ask, go ahead.
Sorry, but.
Well, I asked. I'm
asking. The sky is blue. I would check.
Yeah.
I would go check. Yes. I mean, the level of trust, there should be zero.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to your point, John, which you were making just a moment ago, President Biden yesterday, for the first time, declared that. That Putin was a war criminal. Well, of course, you know, Moscow responded in quick action in saying, hey, before you throw stones in glass houses, that's my interpretation, reminding them of, you know, what America has done in with its bombs. And so, tit for tat. So,
Obama killed more Muslim civilians through our drone program over the course of years than Putin has killed. So I'm just saying, you know, it's unfortunate when somebody like Putin has justification, because we have behaved as under reckless neoconservatives in the Republican Party and internationalist warmongers like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, when we have a track record. It's not like our hands are clean, and we want to pretend that we're pure as the driven snow, but
Everybody knows differently. We're not fooling anybody. The international community knows exactly what's going on. So the hypocrisy sapato can be worn by America. There's no doubt about it. And, but how are we going to, you know, straighten this stuff out, John, when you've had this history? I mean, let's go back and talk about Ukraine was at one point, the number three nuclear power on the planet. And Bill Clinton talks him out of the bonds and says, look, we'll take care of you. boy, if this is their, you know, our idea of taking care of them, I mean, I don't blame these people. And, you know, if I was Zelensky and somebody else, I'd be yelling and screaming from the rooftops here because my people are dying.
Yeah, it's, of course, what Bill Clinton did was criminal. But that agreement was not legally binding. It couldn't be because it wasn't a treaty. It wasn't with Congress. It was just a private memorandum with no legal force. Why would a country give up nuclear weapons for something essentially that Bill Clinton wrote on a napkin?
Exactly. Because back in the days, America was trusted, and we're no longer trusted. We've got more from Dr. John's America after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes
minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us. John, we were just talking, you know, the famous words of Barack Obama about elections having consequences. And Rasmussen, every poll is indicating that the people not too happy about, you know, about this president that is misleading America and is virtually MIA at a time where America would be standing out in bringing the international community together.
Well, you know, stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. And I don't think there is a Joe Biden in the White House. Joe Biden is a zombie. He is a puppet, of whom I don't know. But I refer to him as a secret committee formerly known as Joe Biden, Tosk Fok Ajab, just the way they used to call Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, because there is no Joe Biden. Joe Biden has no opinions. Joe Biden has no ideas. Joe Biden makes no decisions. He is a senile cipher shambling around the White House wondering what flavor ice cream his nurse is going to give him every day. And he can barely read off a teleprompter. Are we surprised that Russia, which, remember, Russia has been fighting for Ukraine for the last 500 years, starting with Ivan the Terrible, the very first Tsar, Russia has been trying to assert its control over the territories that we currently call Ukraine. 500 years. That's what I call a vital national interest. I mean, the U.S. didn't even exist. It's not even like saying Texas is part of the U.S. I mean, the U.S. wasn't even settled when the Russians first started fighting to try to take Ukraine. Now, maybe you don't want them to succeed, fine. But take for granted, take seriously the fact that the majority of the Russian people think that's their territory. So they're not going to give up on it easily. We have to count the cost. And Biden did none of this. And crazy, genuinely insane neocons like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney, they don't take that into account. Lindsey Graham was calling for the Russian military to assassinate Vladimir Putin. You know what that had happened? If they had done that after he said that, that would be like what started World War One. World War One started when the Serbian government helped the terrorists to murder Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria.
Exactly.
That started World War One. That killed 20 million people and destroyed Western civilization, made the world safe for communism and for Nazism and the Holocaust. None of that would have happened without World War One, and it happened because people in the Serbian government acted like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham should be impeached and removed from the U.S. Senate.
You bring up a great point. Hang on just a second. I want people to really think about this, yeah, because we had the same thing happen with Cuba, right? We had assassination attempts, or at least a lot of rhetoric directing assassination attempts to for Fidel Castro. And who ends up getting assassinated?
Kennedy, that's right. And then they put missiles in Cuba. I mean, it ended up almost causing a nuclear war. So if the Russian military did assassinate Putin, Russia would blame us, and they would be right. That's how you start World War III.
Exactly.
Somebody should lock crazy Aunt Lindsay back up in the attic. She has lost her mind. Mitt Romney is talking about throwing Tulsi Gabbard in a military prison for treason. We're not, first of all, you could only commit treason when your country is at war. So Mitt Romney is acting like we are in a formal state of war with a nuclear power. What is wrong with these people? What are they smoking?
It's our culture, John. Words don't matter. They just throw them out there, just like the insurrection. Oh, it was an insurrection on January the 6th. And they don't realize what the definition of insurrection means and what it allows the government and law enforcement, what kind of actions they're able to take as a result of it being an insurrection. They say it, and they put it in people's minds to where they go, oh, they talk about it. Sometimes these talking heads on TV, it drives me nuts. I want to throw my shoe at the TV every time they say that, and they use that. It does. It's so reckless, just like, you know, the accusation of Mitt Romney. Because, see, this is why we end up with people in jail like January 6th without due process. Which, ironically, then you get somebody like Jussie Smollett, who's guilty three ways to Sunday, and because he's afraid to be in jail, somehow they let him out. But January 6th, you know, people that did, you know, a lot less, I mean, in terms of the severity of the crime, you know, they're still, you know, they're incarcerated to the point that you even had one young man, it just killed his spirit, and he ends up committing suicide.
That's right. Do you know where the January 6th protesters belong? Congress. I want to see a future President Trump return to the White House, pardon them all, and endorse most of them, the nonviolent ones, 99%, endorse them in Republican primaries. We need to clean out the filth of the establishment Republican Party that endorsed the crackdown on January 6th. We need to get rid of people like Lindsey Graham, who encouraged the Capitol Police to shoot the January 6th protesters on the day. He said, you got guns, you go use them. I mean, what a lunatic. We have crazy people in our government, and a lot of them are Republicans. And Donald Trump came to try to clean house, but I tell you, there's still a lot of rats in the house.
Well, of course. I mean, it's been, you know, look at John, you know, the paradigm, the model has been so well established. They are entrenched. And even with Donald Trump, what little he could do in 4 years in the midst of all this resistance and everything from his own party, as well as the Democrats and the establishment and the deep state, it was a wonder he was able to accomplish what he did. But, you know, the people didn't understand because they got propagandized in saying, oh, he's so mean because of his tweets and everything. Now look what we got. You know, we're no longer energy dependent. We're reliant on Russia for oil, and we're kind of like in a little bit of a proxy war with them. Oh, yeah, by the way. And then we're trying to work up some sort of deal with Iran to keep them from getting nukes, which is a big, you know, that's another big lie. I mean, this isn't about them, just like with Obama. It wasn't about them not getting nukes. He just didn't want them to get nukes while he was president. And Joe Biden, the same way. All he's trying to do is say, hey, I'll let a president ahead, and the next president have to deal with the nuclear Iran. But, you know, I'm good. I did my job and kept them from getting a nuke during my period of time. But, again, it goes all back to what we started, John. See, all this stuff, all these signs that, you know, that could be that are predictable, that are there in motion right now. We see them playing out, and the government says, oh, there's nothing here. Just move on. It's okay. Until all of a sudden it becomes one humongous mess, and you got Iran with nukes going after Israel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and all this goes back to Jimmy Carter. To Jimmy Carter throwing the sovereign to the wolves. Because, this all goes back historically, but we lost a great ally, and it was replaced by a totalitarian lunatic, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Those things have consequences too.
Without a doubt. See, all brought to you by the CIA and, you know, the deep state and the industrial military complex. They have done this for the American people. And meanwhile, you know, we're sitting here wondering why people feel the way they do about America, because they know, they don't know the American people, but they know the people that are leading us, which is not supposed to be, according to our Constitution, the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be we the people, and we need to reapprehend our rightful authority and position as we the people in charge of the government, not the other way around. And maybe we can get this mess squared away, John.
Absolutely, but first we need clean elections, so we need to make sure that we hold accountable in every state, every one of those states where there was ballot fraud, We need to knock out of office the people who permitted.
Well, that and intelligent voters. People need to wise up and understand that this is a contact sport, and they need to be knowledgeable and aware of what's going on. Dr. John Zemarek, stream.org. Thank you, John.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
The United Nations Security Council is due to vote Friday on a Russian-drafted call for aid access and civilian protection in Ukraine. But diplomats say the measure is set to fail because it does not push for an end to the fighting or withdrawal of Russian troops. Britain's United Nations Ambassador Barbara Woodward described Russia as playing a game with the world body. It should be noted Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council and can veto any resolution condemning the nation of invading their neighbor. President Putin, sounding more like Stalin, said they will cleanse Russian society of those that oppose the war in Ukraine.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors and simply spit them out like a fly that accidentally flew into the mouth. Spit them out. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
Everyone's a little more Irish today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and great to have our regular DeRoy Murdoch. What did we do? You know, a day without DeRoy just is just miserable. You know, but hey, look, we're blessed to have him every week. His insight that is so important and critical right now, especially as propaganda is flying all around. I mean, you think the Russians are propagandizing everybody? I mean, you listen to the Biden administration, Jen Psaki, and it's like. And now we got gals doing TikTok to advance young influencers, DeRoy, that are called into the White House to do their TikTok thing to influence the narrative and to give us a faux narrative. I mean, it's like, we are a country absence of truth here. It's no wonder people are confused.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess a day without DeRoy Murdoch's a day without sunshine, right?
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that, but I think somebody else had said that earlier. I was just going to let people imagine because they could come up with better things than without sunshine. So,
sunshine, though, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Well, I tell you, what's not as good as sunshine is propaganda. Like we get out of the White House, as you say, and rather than just have adults, regular people, communicate with the American public, we've got these so-called TikTok influencers, these youngsters coming in and using this social media platform, which is based in China. So that's nice. Everything that's going on is I guess, being funneled through Beijing. So that's helpful. Mm-hmm. And then they've got this weird business that drives me crazy. I don't know if this drives you nuts, but We have these beautiful high-definition TV screens. Some of them are 60, 72 inches, 80 inches, just massive. And rather than fill those screens, now TikTok and these others have these little thin vertical sliver videos with totally fantastic high-def TVs and so on and those kind of screens. So that's kind of irritating, especially when you see major news stories being covered at this little sliver. It'd be like looking at the Last Supper instead of, you know, Jesus and the 12 disciples. You see Jesus and two disciples and
exactly
the other ones on the side get cut off. So I wish right. I'm very much happy to see an end to that. But, yeah, we have a lot of propaganda. We've got, for example, Biden blaming Vladimir Putin for the Putin price hike, as he calls it, in gas prices. And he wants us to believe, maybe believes are dumb enough to believe, that the increase in gas prices just started when Putin invaded Ukraine. In fact, the gas prices started rising on January 20, 2021, Biden's first day in office, which is when he ended the Keystone XL pipeline and began his war on American energy independence, war on oil, war on natural gas, and all those things started sending gas prices up from $2.39 when he first came into office. Now $4.32, that's up 81%. That's a pretty huge increase. And even at the point that Putin rolled across the border into Ukraine, that was already a 59% increase in prices. So there has been definitely an increase since Putin went in there, but about 60% of that price increase was there before Putin went across the Ukrainian frontier. So this story doesn't have legs. It's not true. It's a giant lie. And I think a lot of people see right through it and just laugh when Biden, Psaki, and the rest of them try to promote this kind of nonsense.
Well, what do you make of John Kennedy's announcement this morning revealing Janet Yellen's release of something like $17 billion to the Russians, of all people, while they're amassing their troops on the border of Ukraine? I mean, that's insane.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look, it's one thing to say we're not going to send MiGs to Ukraine because it will be too provocative or whatever it is. But my God, do we have to send money to the Kremlin to help finance their war on Ukraine in the middle of all this stuff? So you've got sanctions on one hand, and then we're giving them cash with the other. The level of incompetence and incoherence and complete juvenile behavior on the part of this current American government is breathtaking. And, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the far left hand is doing. And you think they coordinate things so that we can actually put the squeeze on Putin so he either leaves Ukraine or slows down or figures he can't afford to keep this up. And here comes Uncle Sam or Uncle Biden, if you want to call it that, Aunt Yellen, Aunt Janet, handing $12 billion to the Kremlin so they can finance their war machine. Just breathtaking. I mean, I don't know what these people are doing.
Well, and while we're at it, you know, because we got the Treasury door open, let's go ahead and send $5 billion to Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it's ludicrous. It just doesn't stop. It just
doesn't.
Keeps on going. And the thing is, DeRoy, you and I have been talking about this endlessly. I don't see it as incompetency anymore. I see it as we, the people, are just being stupid. We're being stupid. They're doing this in front of us, and we're allowing them to do this. I mean, this thing has been turned upside down. I mean, by the Constitution, it says we, the people, we're the leaders, not them. We have got to take our government back, our rightful authority position, in order to, you know, claim this country. Because, I mean, they're doing this by intent. Some people think, oh, well, he's just incompetent. He's old. He's got mental issues. No. I mean, this is a man with a plan, the same way that Putin has a plan.
Well, it's incredibly destructive, and I don't think you can send $5 billion to Iran without getting the White House's approval, because they are on all sorts of sanction lists. The Iranian government, the Ayatollahs, and all those folks in Tehran are on the State Department's list of state sponsors of terrorism. Iran is the biggest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Why are we sending them $5, or $8 billion, much less $8 billion, or whatever the number was you said? We shouldn't be sending them so much as Kleenex or potato chips. This is an evil country, an evil government, and they ought to be top-notch subsidized. And then to do this in the middle of all this while they're allies of Russia, and then send money to Russia, which is completely raping Ukraine, and we're sending the money. It's unbelievable. And as you say, decisions like that can't be accidental, and it's almost as if these people are dedicated to the destruction of the United States of America. It's hard to convince another.
Without a doubt. And then on top of that, Iran doesn't want to negotiate with us, so we have to use Russia.
Yeah.
Right now, we're using Russia as our negotiating. I mean, Look, if you presented this play to any movie producer, they would kick you out of their office. Absolutely. They would say, no, this is, no, no, there's no way.
This is ludicrous. This is to get out of here. Go rewrite the script and come back in 6 months. I mean, look, I don't think we ought to be doing an Iran nuke deal. The last one was terrible. I'm glad it was torn up by President Trump. But if we want to negotiate with the Iranians, how about we call to contact the Swiss? They are in Switzerland. You guys are very good at being neutral mediaries. Here are the three or four things we wanted of Iran, or 10, whatever the number is. Please fly to Tehran and present our proposal and let us know what they say. That's one way to do it. But instead, we're going to use Russia, which is not a friendly power, with which we've sent Javelin, President Trump sent Javelin missiles to blow up their tanks. When you see their tanks being detonated, that's the courtesy of Donald J. Trump and the Javelin missiles we sent over there. How do you think, how good faith will be the representation of the American position if Russia's representing us before the Iranians while we're blowing up, where our weapons are blowing up their tanks? Yeah. I think they're going to be negotiating in good faith on our part. It's mind-blowing. I mean, I don't know what these people are doing. It's breathtaking and destructive. And at some point, as you say, you have to think this is not just incompetence. These people are deliberately trying to harm a country.
Well, my question still remains, even when Barack Obama was pursuing this, why are we rushing into this agreement with Iran? I mean, because he said they're never going to get a nuclear weapon. Okay, well, end of story. Why are we negotiating? I mean, that's a fait accompli. Well, what he meant to say, they're not going to get a nuclear weapon while I'm president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let the next guy handle it. Exactly.
Exactly.
And now it's this could happen on Biden's watch. I mean, assuming he's here for three more years, we could have an Iranian nuclear test at any point in the Biden presidency. He'll have to take responsibility for not stopping it, especially since he's been helping out the Iranians and being so supportive of them. And look, the Iran nuclear deal was an utter disaster. This thing, among other things, wasn't signed. When Mike Pompeo was a congressman from Kansas, he issued a letter, which you determine, it's not even a signed deal. Who sets up a deal to put in an air conditioner without getting a signed contract or signed estimate? So this thing doesn't have a signature on it. It does not allow U.S. inspectors. All inspectors are non-Americans. You can't inspect military bases because why would he look for weapons on a military base? You know, why do that?
Oh, no.
And then any place non-military you want to inspect, if the Iranians object, they can hold the place off. I think it was for 21 or 28 days. I think it was 28 days, where no inspectors can come in. And then they can appeal, I believe, to the United Nations for even more time not to have anybody come in and inspect, in which case you can pick up anything suspicious and hide it, move it, conceal it, whatever the case may be. And this is a laughable so-called deal. This is just something completely almost like a vaudeville.
Mm-hmm.
Rendition or vaudeville impersonation of an arms control deal. It was an utter disaster when Obama negotiated it. I'm glad that Trump killed it, and here's Biden trying to bring it back to life.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, truly.
Well, we go to break, and our audience says, oy vey. Stay with us. We've got more from DeRoy after this.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. DeRoy, I saw this. Somebody sent me this joke. It was a picture of a car, and on the back, it was there was a little sign there that was written. It said, if you voted for Biden, follow me to the gas station. You're paying for it.
That's very well put. That's very well put.
I mean, so the people are getting it, regardless of what, you know, however frustrated Biden wants to be. I know, I'm sick of this stuff, he says. Well, hey, you think you're sick of it? We're sick of it. This is what you've done to us. And here we are on the verge of World War III when we could put a lot more pressure and really put our allies at ease by producing oil again and getting out of this mindset, this war on oil that you've done, because you know, the thing is it's not so much the war on oil here in America, DeRoy. What people are missing and nobody's reporting on is how the Saudis, how the other oil-producing nations are reading that. Oh, America hates us. They hate our product. They don't want a part of it anymore. And then they want to buy from us. Oh, Lord, you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
You're going to pay in the meantime. And then they wonder why, well, wait a minute, why is Saudi Arabia connecting with China and they want to do in the petrodollar? And if that happens, DeRoy, without a shot firing, I mean, this is going to be more devastating than COVID-19 ever was.
If oil is denominated in something other than dollars, like the Chinese yuan, for example, and the U.S. dollar no longer is the international reserve currency, it is going to be, as you say, without a shot being fired, that will bring America to its knees. Because all those dollars floating around in foreign banks and in foreign bank accounts and so on, people won't need them because they will, I guess, want Chinese yuan rather than U.S. dollar. They're going to send the dollars back here. and you and I will be swimming in dollars like Michael Phelps swam in Olympic swimming pools. It's just going to be like Weimar Republic time, and, and we will be begging for 10% inflation if that sort of thing happens. It would be an utter disaster, and my guess is that Biden and company are not even focused on that. If that happens, it'll be another fine mess brought to us by Brandon and company.
And it really is. This is what the American people are seeing. So, you know, as much as I want to be optimistic about the midterms, DeRoy, because the evidence is so empirical and clear, I don't know how the people in their right minds can put the Democrats back in control again after the midterms.
I hope you're right, but a couple things. One is that there's a long time between now and the election. It's entirely possible that peace could come to Ukraine. They may come to a deal. That should bring oil prices down. That should calm things down. That probably will lower inflation. If Biden can figure out some way to get in the middle of this thing and actually sort of broker a peace agreement, he can get a lot of credit for that. We might find that the COVID is disappearing in the background and maybe be pretty much in the history books by next November. So a number of things will happen that will, I guess, lower the temperature of the rage against Brandon and the Democrats come November. So I would love, I wish the election were next Tuesday rather than all the way in November. So that's one matter. Another is, frankly, if the Democrats feel they need to steal it, they'll steal it. And these people are the Democrats are the party of vote fraud, and they will insist on mail-in ballots and no voter ID and voter rolls with dead people and people who've moved away on them and drop boxes and ballot harvesting, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we've seen the results of that sort of thing in previous elections. And if they can play games like that again, they will. So I don't think anybody can take for granted the idea of a Republican House or even a Republican Senate. And anybody who wants to see those things happen needs to be walking on, knocking on doors, making phone calls, talking to people, writing checks, handing out bumper stickers and flyers, et cetera, et cetera. And if you want to see the Republicans take over the House and the Senate, you need to work very hard to do it and rest probably a week after the election, because we could have recounts going on for days afterwards. This is baked in the cake. The cake isn't even mixed yet.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's already, I mean, the fact that she's running again at 81, he says, oh, no, you know, the reports of my demise were quite early. That ain't going to happen. You know, she's going to run. And her perspective is that the Democrats are going to remain in power. They're not going to give up power and control this easy. You know that.
No, not easily at all. No, they will. I disagree with them on almost every issue, and I wish they would walk away quietly. But I will give them this, and I don't like this about them. I respect this about them. They are focused. They are energetic. They are relentless. They're indefatigable. I don't know when these people sleep. I don't think they eat. I don't think they go to the bathroom. I have no idea how they reproduce because they're at it all the time. They don't let up for a moment. I mean, it's just nonstop, you know, pile diving from these folks, and they're going to do that all the way through the election. And if they can get us into recounts, they'll do that. If they can sue after the election, if they're close, they'll do that. They'll lawyer up, et cetera. They're ferocious people. These are ferocious, indefatigable opponents, and they need to be. We need to give them their props and give them respect for that. That also means we have to work twice as hard as they do, and want it even more than they do, which is a lot because I think they already want it more than we do. But we need to get that same sense of, if you will, strategic ruthlessness if we want the House back and win the Senate back as well.
Well, DeRoy, reports are these Republican-controlled states, even some Democratic states, said, look, we can't let what happened in 2020 repeat itself in 2022. We're going to lose the electorate. They're just going to lose confidence in it and check out altogether. And so they're doing everything they can to kind of, you know, seal up these things, to make sure everything is down. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But what they've got to be prepared for is the onslaught of 500-plus attorneys led by by Elias and company, coming and storming their Capitol building and threaten all kinds of lawsuits and everything, you know, a month before the election, just like they did in 2020, right?
I would expect that. You know, I think that, look, again, the Democrats are completely focused and energetic, and one of the things they do is lawfare, as they call it. They've got a bunch of lawyers led by Mark Elias and a law firm called Perkins Coie, which was tied up with the dirty dossier, Hillary Clinton's efforts to work with the Russians to smear Donald J. Trump. And what they've done in pen of that is file, I think it was something like about 400 or 500 lawsuits in 2020 to demand mail-in ballots, unsupervised drop boxes, all kinds of monkey shines regarding dropping off ballots, you know, days and days after Election Day and on and on. They completely turned our voting system upside down because of the emergency of COVID, as they called it. And I'm sure they're going to try to do the same kind of nonsense now. And my fear is, in many cases, they succeeded doing this sort of thing. We take it to court, eventually ends up in the Supreme Court, and as they did with a couple of cases a couple of days ago, they said, oh, don't bring it us, we're not interested. They just don't want to get involved. It's like, you know, not our jobs to get involved in these cases. And they can win a lot of these victories in court without having to do anything in terms of actually getting legislation passed by state houses, which is how you're supposed to, which is how election law should be changed by state legislatures. That's what the U.S. Constitution requires. And they screw around that and have secretaries of state and judges and county commissioners, et cetera, make these changes, even though the Constitution says that the manner, tone and manner of elections will be handled by state legislatures. But
exactly.
Why let the U.S. Constitution get in the way?
And meanwhile, the big lie about counting votes continues, one that Bill Barr even repeats in his book. I mean, this general concept that, well, there's not enough cheating, there's not enough invalid ballots to make a difference in the election. This was something, well, AG Eric Holder said, matter-of-factly, there was no such thing as voter fraud, but people still kept getting arrested, and they're spending time in jail for voter fraud, so he must be delusional. But Bill Barr said, in his estimation. Okay, so now you are the final authority, but yet we've got, 1,000 sworn affidavits of people saying, wait a minute, there were violations of state laws and the conduct of the election of 2020. Well, now we're done. It wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then you've got a new commentary, a new column on the problems in Pennsylvania and the ballot battle that is going to continue for the midterm. And certainly whatever happens in the midterm ain't going to stay in the midterm. It's going to go to 2024, right?
Absolutely correct. I have a piece on Newsmax about the situation in Pennsylvania where they had mail-in ballots, which had a huge effect in 2020. The mail-in ballot bill actually was passed, believe it or not, by Republicans who idiotically thought, hey, if we have give up on mail-in ballots, let the Democrats have that. In exchange, the Democrats will agree to kill these electronic voting machine mechanisms where you can press one button and you get all the all votes won. Democrat line or one Republican line. So I guess in exchange for getting rid of that, they went along with the mail-in ballots Democrats wanted. This turns out to be a complete disaster. And so a county commissioner by the name of Doug McClinko sued about this law because in order to change that to allow an expansion of absentee ballots in Pennsylvania, you have to change the Constitution of Pennsylvania, which says, with very few exceptions, you got to vote in person. So they didn't bother to change the Constitution. They just passed a statute. The lower court agreed with Plaintiff McClinko that this was unconstitutional. That now has been appealed to the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. We await their decision. If they actually read the Constitution, it says, you know, there are only these exceptions. If you want to change it, you need a constitutional amendment. They may ignore that and say because they're 5 to 2, Democrat to Republican judges, they may decide, well, you know, it's as bad for the Democrat Party, so we're going to ignore the Constitution. We'll see how that goes. But this is a perfect example of why Republicans in particular have to be very careful about making these changes, which only make it easier to commit vote fraud. This is deadly serious stuff. And if you are going to make changes in the law, you need to abide by the Constitution. If you need to amend the Constitution, then you amend the Constitution. Don't just pass a statute. But this could affect the number of people who, number of House seats that get picked by Democrats or Republicans, whether they're GOP or Democrat victories this November. And if we have the mail-in ballots remain on the Pennsylvania political structure, then the big mess we saw in 2020 is just going to repeat itself in 2024, and Pennsylvania and its 19 electoral votes will be even that harder for a GOP candidate to acquire. So it's very serious stuff, and that's an important case. And I would urge people to look into the Pennsylvania mail-in ballot case, which is before the state Supreme Court right now. And I wrote a piece about that, which is on the Newsmax website.
Exactly. This is why the truth matters, ladies and gentlemen. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Good talk to you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.